Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Ingenuity Lab at the University of Alberta is developing a fix for excess emissions of carbon dioxide. The group has replicated the biological process of photosynthesis that plants use to fix carbon. Dr. Carlo Montemagno is Ingenuity Lab's director. As he explains, his team has created a reactor that captures carbon dioxide and fixes it into a solid structure. It can then be transformed into other products like drop-in chemicals.
So we've identified over 40 different drop-in chemicals that we can manufacture. Right now we're focused on using this technology in high CO2 streams, basically exhaust gas at the power plants and other sorts of industrial operations. But if we're able to drive the cost down, you could easily use solar energy and actually make CO2 farms, in which you're using sunlight to capture CO2 and produce valuable added products, and you'd be farming the CO2 out of the atmosphere directly.
Some of these drop-in chemicals include a food additive called mannitol. There's ethylene glycol for antifreeze and a number of precursors for plastics. Thanks today to Ingenuity Lab. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.